Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Armored Light Baptist Church in Victory, New York, your pastor for today. As a kid, I grew up in North Syracuse. We had a nice house with lots of room. We had a huge backyard and a swimming pool, plenty of space for six of us kids to enjoy. Now, several years ago, my sister had passed away, and at that time, my brothers and I got permission to go back and tour our childhood home for memory's sake. And wow, when we did, what a surprise it was. Our old home was so much smaller. It seemed to have shrunk. That backyard was so tiny. What happened? How could it be so different? Now, I know in reality it remains the same size. The difference is that we grew up. I grew up. We were no longer children. And you know, aspects of our past sometimes just seem so much smaller as we mature in our lives. I compare this with our own spiritual lives in Christ as well. Things I had to overcome and learn seemed huge, so monumental in my earlier years when I first came to Jesus Christ. And now, as I look back, my earlier struggles seem so small and inconsequential compared to what I face now in my walk with the Lord. The faith I had developed in my past is going to need a greater depth as I face the trials that may yet come my way, trials that will seem huge and monumental. As a matter of fact, I've learned that it is the trials themselves that create the greater depth of faith that Christ desires for us to obtain for our maximum development and all that he has created for us to know and to be. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, 13 and 14, Jesus Christ says this, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Now, as I read that passage, I realize that the narrow passage speaks of not just our initial coming to Christ, but also is applicable towards our continued walk in Christ, which can be narrow and for good reason. A narrow passage in our growth in Christ leads to a greater depth of our walk, requiring us to dig, to uncover truth, to discover greater aspects of the faith that he wants to us to get hold of, aspects that we would never seek after otherwise. Trials and narrow passageways cause us to need to hear and understand the mysteries of his grace that he desires for us, that we will need to have built into our lives, into our faith. If the passage was wide and easy, we would tend to just settle for so much less than the best that he came to offer. The abundant life requires going through narrow passages at times, so that our faith will have the depth required for us to live within the abundance of Christ, even in the midst of our trials. Though our walk with the Lord can be narrow, sometimes it can be hard, what a blessing it is to know that as we dig through and get to know more and more about Jesus Christ and what his word has to offer us as we take this journey into life, journey further into our life in Christ, it is so good to know that he will never leave us or forsake us, and that he is there to show us new graces, new aspects of all that he is. And those trials are the key to allowing us to dig deeper, to go further, and to grow into the person that God has planned for you to be. Whether you're young, middle-aged, or older, it's all about Jesus Christ and his desire to bless your life to the max. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from Armor of Light Baptist Church in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.